This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Verizon will upgrade Denver's 911 call routing system in response to outcry from residents. The move comes after the death of Ma Kang, who was killed by a stray bullet in the city's East Colfax neighborhood last month. Family members complained that emergency calls went to Aurora instead of Denver, which they think delayed first responders. Verizon plans to install GPS technology to make sure calls reach the correct dispatchers. AT&T already does that, and T-Mobile is testing its own system. Kang's shooting is still under investigation. The Bureau of Land Management is nearly done with its wild horse gathering operations near Meeker. CPR's Powell Schalseda reports.
BLM officials said earlier this year they needed to bring a herd north of Grand Junction from about 1,400 horses down to at least 235. The Bureau said it had captured 864 horses so far, using a mixture of bait traps and helicopter corralling. That leaves about 300 to go. Captured horses are headed to Utah, where they'll be adopted, sold, or used on off-range pastures. The helicopter roundups have drawn criticism from politicians and activists who say they put too much stress on the animals. I'm Paolo Schalseda, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche have received a belated congratulations on their Stanley Cup win from the U.S. Senate. Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper introduced the resolution recognizing the Avs, which is tradition following major professional sports championships. It passed without objection. This year was the third time the Avs have won the Cup since moving to Colorado in 1995. In Denver, it's 93 degrees with a few clouds. This is CPR News.